from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, yeah. It is. And we will make it another Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. And you are tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Morning.
Hey.
Top story. There's several of them. Biden to speak tonight at 8. Rumors. Yeah. He's going to resign.
Are you starting the rumor?
Kind of.
Okay. Just checking.
I think I heard it somewhere else, but I will add to it. I have no idea, but it is possible. So we'll see.
Mm.
And also, Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to speak to Congress. Guess who's not going to be there?
Someone said yet?
Someone said, yeah. Vice President Kamala Harris is not going to be there.
She's busy, Bob.
Yeah, she's busy going to the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Grand Bowl in Indianapolis. I don't know what it is. B-O-U-L-E. Do you know what that is? A Grand Bowl?
No idea. Guess I'm not cultured enough.
Yeah, you want culture? Yeah. Give me a club. It's an old Boy George joke.
Yeah, it is.
From back in the day.
Yes.
When I was wearing my Zubas. But no makeup.
Whew, I had a visual there for a minute. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for clarifying that. I appreciate that.
So Fox News was reporting Chad Pergram. Protesters were swarming the Capitol building ahead of the Prime Minister Netanyahu. And, yeah, they're all, like, against Israel.
Yeah.
So the vice president is not going to be there. That doesn't look good. Our top ally.
Well, she's meeting with him later because she's busy at that time. So.
Yeah. So I guess what? Doesn't meeting. Want the photo up. She wants to keep it as low-key as possible. Why is that? Well, there's a whole voting block in Michigan around Detroit that is watching her carefully.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot is going to, you know, voting, supporting her, showing up. A lot of it will depend on how she acts and reacts when it comes to Israel. Also, you know, the Palestinians, Hamas, and all that.
Does she treat him like Obama did? That would probably make them happy.
Yeah.
Kind of act like you don't really like him at all, even though you got to hang out her a little bit.
So she's got to walk that tightrope. Uh-huh. You know, she needs those votes, yeah. But she knows she's got to, you know, at least make it look good.
Right.
Our friendship with Israel. Now, here's an interesting little thing you can throw in there. This Governor Shapiro out of Pennsylvania was on the short list as a possible VP candidate.
Right.
He's Jewish.
That's not going to go over well.
No, I don't think it would. Not with that particular voting base. Ooh. I don't think it would be bothersome to most. But, yeah, to that base, they would not be happy with that at all. So I think he's already I think he's going to be off the list, frankly.
Yeah.
Another time. Maybe, you know?
Yeah, if this wasn't going on in the Middle East right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you've got Mark Kelly is the name that keeps swirling around. You know, from Arizona, the astronaut.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty likable guy, you know? You know, not over the top personality. Might, I don't know. That might be a good pick. Arizona. Obviously, the Dems need that.
Yep.
So, we'll see if it is sort of a regional thing that they will that they'll attempt to do. But
well, you pick up the pro anti-gun crowd with, you know, Giffords and such.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think the Dems already have everybody. Who's, if
you're, but they do want Arizona.
If you're brainwashed anti-gunner, I mean, you're probably not.
Good point.
Going to be for the Republicans.
Yeah.
Governor Wes Moore out of Maryland endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be the next president of the United States, noting that the job of the president is a black job. I said, what?
How?
A black? What do you mean? What is a black job?
What does this even mean?
In a post on X, Moore posted a photo of himself standing next to Harris, writing that Trump was about to find out the job of the president of the United States was a black job. Well, let's see. Biden had the job, and until 8 o'clock tonight, has the job of president. He's white.
Well, it depends. But if Trump, you're black, you got to vote for him.
Trump was already the president.
Yeah.
What does that mean? The job of the president of the United States was a black job.
That's
and
weird.
Again, you know, the left made a big deal about that Amber Rose and how, well, she's not really black.
Right.
And she's mixed, I guess. And I don't know what the mixture is. And quite frankly, I don't care. They cared because they don't want her to be a woman of color that's speaking at the RNC. Why, that just can't be. But are they going to treat Kamala the same way? Because her lineage is
Jamaican Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's making me crazy.
Yeah, she does.
So that, well, of course, she's going to be, you know, the woman of color, just like this guy said, it's a black job. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, so I guess we shouldn't be surprised. They're going to play the gender card and the race card, even if they've got to fudge that a little bit, because that's what they do, identity politics. That's all they have. I still don't get it, though. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
The black job.
I don't get it.
Moore's post comes days after President Joe Biden issued a statement announcing he was withdrawing, etc. Biden announced separate post, full support endorsement of Harris. In a separate post on X, Moore revealed that he was proud to voice his full support and give Harris his full endorsement to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. It doesn't make sense. I don't know what that means. A black job. I don't know what that means.
I have no clue.
I mean, lucky for him, he's a black guy, because otherwise there might be other questions about why would you say that? And could you say that about any other job? What other job would you say that? It's just, that's where they're at, folks.
That's weird.
Yeah. They're kooky. They're crazy. All right.
The Adams family?
Florida population hits 23 million.
That's a bunch.
It is. I say we're done. We're good. We're full.
So the welcome sign comes down?
Yeah, it's got to come down.
Really?
Barbed wire goes up.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, you're serious.
No, look. I love it when people, you see it a lot, like on Facebook and stuff that people post, you know. Oh, I used to hunt with my daddy in them woods across the street, and now they tear it all down. It's like, yeah, unless you bought it. Somebody owns that property, and they might actually want to make some money off of it. And it's not always wealthy people. Sometimes that's all some people had, basically, was some land.
Right.
So if you don't ever let anybody develop anything, it just, I mean,
there's plenty of woods left in Florida.
Do I want to pave paradise and put up a parking lot? No.
Could use one in downtown Gainesville.
A parking lot?
Yes.
Parking garage?
Yeah, same.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to make the best of it. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. So, of course, we're going to talk about Trump. And also, we're going to talk about that hillbilly that he picked as his vice president.
Man.
Y'all come back now. Y'all come back.
A billionaire picking a hillbilly. Who could have seen that one coming, right?
And he's going to help save America.
Ooh.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 6:22, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
It is indeed.
You ready for Joe Biden to speak tonight? 8 p.m. Is he going to resign?
Oh,
is he going to tell some jokes? Is he going to pump up Kamala? Speaking of Kamala, oh, it's already happening. They were showing clips. I think Fox News did it. Well, in several of their different hosts and different times. Mm-hmm. All of the lefties, you know, MSNBC, Morning Jerk Joe, whatever his name is, fawning over Kamala.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe how excited I got. My heart was beating. Yeah, it was this. It was that. It was so obvious. And it's all the same kinds of things. Like, just like everything else that happens, they all get the same memo.
Yes.
And they all use virtually the same verbiage, and it's become so obvious. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're getting less and less support as time goes on, because even people who are casual observers are beginning to realize, yeah, they're right, they do that. I mean, when the politicians are using the exact same phrases as the media, and it's all coming from left of left perspective, people after a while begin to go, I mean, does the, so-called journalist have an original thought? Do these politicians have an original thought? No.
No.
No, they don't.
I would have a question, though.
Yeah.
Where were they all 4 years ago when she had zero delegates, dropped out of the race, dropped out of the debates? Nobody wanted no Kamala.
Yeah, and they really, even after she got the nod to be on the ticket, there was zero excitement in the media, period.
No.
But, oh, my goodness, they are fawning over her. They are super excited. And you can already see the game plan. Here's the game plan.
Okay.
They're going to tell you how tough of a prosecutor and how pro-cop and anti-crime she is. I mean, they're going to exaggerate her record from beginning to end. They're going to make it look like she really was a crime fighter. Yeah, she was a prosecuting attorney. They won't tell you how many cases she dropped or pled out that they should have made cases of or put people in jail or prison. They won't tell you that. They'll tell you she was so tough. I love how they can just spin on a dime and tell you, pro-cop, pro-cop, pro-cop. It's not going to work this time. Too many people saw that defund police garbage, and that all came from the left and Democrats. All of it. All of it. And now they're going to try to spin around because they know crime's an issue. It's a voter's issue. And they're going to go, she's tough. Tough on crime. Tough prosecutor. No, she showed her stripes even then, but certainly much more so. She's so tough on crime. Oh, that's right. She was the border czar. Now, I can explain that to you. If she, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, she's tough on crime. Here's the problem when it comes to policy, her beliefs, and the open border. Well, she doesn't think coming across the border is a crime. There's no crime to fight. And I'm not exaggerating. She's all on board with that open border garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And if you remember in the primary, she was as left as anybody on that stage and further left than most. Abolish private, health care. All government, all Medicare, put everybody on it. Mm. Illegals, too, everybody. Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. She's a big government socialist, basically. Yep. All woked up.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the plan. Tough prosecutor. Pro cop. Oh, and of course, the big one, identity politics. She's a woman, and she's a woman of color.
Wait a minute. The left have learned what a woman is all of a sudden?
Yeah.
I thought they forgot for a while.
Well, they're going to begin to remember conveniently.
All right.
So she is a woman, hear me roar,
uh-huh.
and she's a person of color. I don't know how often they'll refer to her as black, I guess when it meets the criteria. The first, you know, this could be the first black female president. Well, okay.
Okay.
I mean, or you can look at policy. Look, Kamala has all kinds of defects, both from a personality perspective, but you're not voting for that. I can't defend Trump on one hand and say, forget about how he can send out nasty tweets and just consider his expertise on the job. Like, you want a great surgeon,
right?
They might not have a great bedside manner. So let's do the same thing out of fairness with Kamala. Yeah, she has a nervous tick. It's called a cackle. Okay. All right. But the bottom line is, the policies that she is for and endorsing are exactly what Biden was,
mm-hmm.
and even more so. That's the thing. You're not going to get less lefty. You're going to get more with Kamala. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, they're going to tell you, tough prosecutor, pro cop. Forget what nobody ever said, defund the police. Oh, and what? She helped to bail out some of the mostly peaceful protesters that were burning federal buildings and stuff. Oh, no. You, the lefty media, that's been scrubbed. That's been scrubbed a while ago. You're going to see that. And everybody fawning, all the lefties fawning over her. Oh, my gosh. She has so much energy. Well, yeah. I mean, compared to Joe Biden, a eucalyptus tree has more energy. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. There is so much to talk about. Just hang in there, my friends. All right? We're going to make it great. A happy hump day, Trump day. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Embrace it. Make it great. And pass along good thoughts and nice gestures to others, right?
Yeah, nice gestures.
Thoughts, words, and prayers, no sign language.
No.
Unless you're looking for that blind Barbie, then it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Blind Barbie, and what's the other one? I think they have another one.
They do. They got two new ones.
And I don't know what the terminology is. Can you say handicapped anymore? Is that a term that's allowed in any way?
I don't know.
Even on the golf course, I heard somebody say, you know, what's your handicap? And the guy threw a golf club. He goes, that's none of your business.
Okay.
It's a golf joke, Greg.
Yeah, black Barbie with Down syndrome.
Both?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So you've got...
What do you say? You can't even comment on it.
No, you're
in trouble.
Yeah, so you've got a blind Barbie, and you've got a black Barbie with Down syndrome.
Hmm.
So they're trying to cover... the company worked with the American Foundation for the Blind to make sure that it accurately depicted individuals with blindness or low vision while making sure the doll was still accessible.
All right.
That's,
hey, look,
that's interesting.
Yeah. If you have a child that's blind,
yeah,
I would imagine there might be some level of comfort in that. I don't know. And besides, you know, it's a product. And the marketplace will decide.
It'll
either sell or it won't sell.
Yeah.
Unlike these stupid programs that the government foists upon us that we're paying for and we never voted for. All this money, whether it's being sent to Ukraine or all the folks coming across the border getting a stipend that's larger in many cases than what a lot of Americans are collecting in Social Security that they paid into for 40 or more years. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Isn't this left party that's doing this? Aren't they the so-called social justice warrior? What? That's their idea of social justice. Give American taxpayers money away to foreigners and lawbreakers.
Right.
Wow.
There
that's
you go.
A weird kind of justice, I got to tell you.
Mm.
So tonight, Joe Biden, President Biden, for now, is going to speak. And yeah, I'm pushing the rumors that he might resign. He might. I think he's really been pushed. I think he's really irritated and aggravated by it. I think it was one of those things where he woke up in the morning and said, how did I let them talk me into this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you think? Because I can see Biden doing this. He could be a scorched earth kind of guy.
Yes, he can.
What if he comes out there because maybe he didn't get everything he wanted,
oh,
you know, in the agreement? And and just meant, what if he does say something about, you know, I haven't been running the show for a while. And you know, when I talk about they said I couldn't do this and they.
This is
he
right.
goes, I'm talking about the deep state.
Oh.
And yes, it's clear that they are in control and they helped to push me out. I mean, what would you think? What kind of shockwaves would that send?
I think the video feed and audio feed would suddenly
be cut off.
Yeah, they would probably have technical difficulties about that point.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what if he says, and look, before I started to lose my mind, the alien stuff, oh, yeah, they're around. They're here.
No, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
I'm just looking at different.
Oh, no. What could he say?
I'm not telling everybody they got to tune in because this could be some earth-shaking stuff. What I'm trying to do is talk myself into torturing myself with this, hoping and thinking there might be something to offer. No, it's going to be blah, blah, blah right off the teleprompter. It'll be blah, 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 blah.
That's all
you
can do.
And it'll be interesting to see what level of energy or performance-enhancing pharmaceuticals that he has. All right. So we got that. Also, the Olympics are coming. I don't know. I want to try to get excited for it like I used to be able to. It's harder and harder. But there's some interesting stories coming out. You know that these Olympic villages, they're basically, there's a lot of action going on there.
Yes.
And
you got young, athletic, all that. Yeah.
And so, I know at one of the Olympic things, they had a lot of...
activity.
No. A lot of protection stuff available.
Oh, they
like
provide that.
So they were kind of like, okay, it's going to happen, whatever.
Yeah.
But this time in Paris, apparently one of the things they've done is the beds that they've provided for the athletes are basically made out of really not much more than actual cardboard.
They are.
And that if you try to have two people in there cuddling and nothing more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if you try to put two people in there, that thing will bust apart. It ain't going to happen.
But I don't think it's going to happen. I think it backfired on them. Because there's a video that's out there of one of the Olympic athletes.
That found a way to...
Well, he shows. He's showing you all the construction of it. It is cardboard. But then he's like jumping on the bed.
Mm.
And it's not collapsing. Now, again, it's the weight of one lighter athlete, not two. So maybe there's a point at which, you know...
So some very highly attractive, in the prime of their lives, who are extremely competitive people.
Yes.
They just set this up for who's going to bust the bed first.
Oh, it becomes a challenge. These are competitors, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the other secret weapon that they're about to unload on them.
Yeah.
No air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, come on in. It's a sauna. And yes, it will smell after a couple of days. You better believe it. Mm. Olympic officials in Paris intend to nix air conditioning in this year's Olympic Village. But the athletes are reported not very pleased with the woke scheme. And why is it woke? Because it's all about sustainability and, you know, and the green deals. It'll be the greenest games ever. So
it will. It'll be green, all right, with a smell of sweat. And
you imagine that? There's going to be some athletes they're going to have difficulty with that kind of scenario. Now, I'm not familiar with, August in Paris.
Good question.
But I think I think it can get pretty warm and pretty humid there. So this will this will not make people happy. Engineers apparently have devised a different cooling plan, which consists of pipes of running water lying under the quarters floorboards. Oh, see, so they're not even going to sleep in those cardboard beds. They're going to sleep on the floor because the floor might actually be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your golden retriever does. It goes down to the floor when they're hot.
Yep.
This village was designed to avoid the need for air conditioning, even in very, very high temperatures, to maintain comfortable temperatures, with more than 5,000 French citizens having perished from last summer's extreme heat wave. 5,000!
Well, they're saying in August, here's a range for you over the years, anywhere from 67 to 104. How's that for a range?
Kill the athletes, save the planet. kill the athlete, save the planet.
Wow. New t-shirt, bumper sticker, what?
I don't know. Human life is second. Protect the planet at all costs.
Wow, you are sounding so liberally woke.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Scott Walker, remember him?
Yeah.
Former governor of Wisconsin, talks about students, campuses, and more on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 6:51, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, but right now he's playing a character called Johnny on the Spot.
Absolutely, the spot you want to avoid this morning, south of Ocala, U.S. 441, northbound at Southeast 80th Street. Northbound lanes are blocked due to an accident. Not sure, it's quite a backup at this point. So again, U.S. 441, northbound lanes blocked at South.
Another day in paradise. Embrace it. Make it great. And pass along good thoughts and nice gestures to others, right?
Yeah, nice gestures.
Thoughts, words, and prayers, no sign language.
No.
Unless you're looking for that blind Barbie, then it's perfectly okay.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Blind Barbie, and what's the other one? I think they have another one.
They do. They got two new ones.
And I don't know what the terminology is. Can you say handicapped anymore? Is that even a term that's allowed in any way?
I don't know.
Even on the golf course. I heard somebody say, you know, what's your handicap? And the guy threw a golf club. He goes, that's none of your business.
Okay.
It's a golf joke, Greg.
Yeah, black Barbie with Down syndrome.
Both?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you've got...
what do you say? You can't even comment on it. No matter what, you're in trouble.
Yeah, so you've got a blind Barbie, and you've got a black Barbie with Down syndrome.
Hmm.
So they're trying to cover... the company worked with the American Foundation for the Blind to make sure that it accurately depicted individuals with blindness or low vision while making sure the doll was still accessible.
Hmm. All right.
Hey, look. That's interesting.
Yeah. If you have a child that's blind,
yeah,
I would imagine there might be some level of comfort in that. I don't know. And besides, you know, it's a product. And the marketplace will decide. It'll either sell or it won't sell.
Yeah.
Unlike these stupid programs that the government foists upon us that we're paying for and we never voted for. All this money, whether it's being sent to Ukraine or all the folks coming across the border getting a stipend that's larger in many cases than what a lot of Americans are collecting in Social Security that they paid into for 40 or more years. Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Isn't this left party that's doing this? Aren't they the so-called social justice warrior? What? That's their idea of social justice. Give American taxpayers money away to foreigners and lawbreakers.
Right.
Wow. That's a weird kind of justice, I got to tell you.
Mm.
So tonight, Joe Biden, President Biden, for now, is going to speak. And yeah, I'm pushing the rumors that he might resign. He might. I think he's really been pushed. I think he's really irritated and aggravated by it. I think it was one of those things where he woke up in the morning and said, how did I let them talk me into this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you think? Because I can see Biden doing this. He could be a scorched earth kind of guy.
Yes, he can.
What if he comes out there because maybe he didn't get everything he wanted, you know, in the agreement? And just meant, what if he does say something about, you know, I haven't been running the show for a while. And you know, when I talk about they said I couldn't do this and they.
This is
he
right.
goes, I'm talking about the deep state.
Oh.
And yes, it's clear that they are in control and they helped to push me out. I mean, what would you think? What kind of shockwaves would that send?
I think the video feed and audio feed would suddenly
be cut off.
Yeah, they would probably have technical difficulties about that point.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what if he says, and look, before I started to lose my mind, the alien stuff, oh yeah, they're around. They're here.
No, that'd be awesome. That'd be great.
I'm just looking at different...
Oh, no, what could he say?
I'm not telling everybody they got to tune in because this could be some earth-shaking stuff. What I'm trying to do is talk myself into torturing myself with this, hoping and thinking there might be something... to offer. No, it's going to be blah, 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 right off the teleprompter. It'll be blah, 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 blah.
That's all
blah,
he can do.
And it'll be interesting to see what level of energy or performance-enhancing pharmaceuticals that he has. All right. So we got that. Also, the Olympics are coming. I don't know. I want to try to get excited for it like I used to be able to. It's just, it's harder and harder. But there's some interesting stories coming out. You know that these Olympic villages, they're basically, there's a lot of action going on there.
Yes.
And
you got young, athletic, yeah, all that. Yeah.
And so, and so I know at one of the Olympic things, they had a lot of...
activity.
No. A lot of protection stuff available.
Oh, they provide that.
So they were kind of like, okay, it's going to happen, whatever.
Yeah.
But this time in Paris, apparently one of the things they've done is the beds that they've provided for the athletes are basically made out of really not much more than actual cardboard.
They are.
And that if you try to have two people in there cuddling and nothing more, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if you try to put two people in there, that thing will bust apart. It ain't going to happen.
But I don't think it's going to I think it backfired on them. Because there's a video that's out there of one of the Olympic athletes.
That found a way to...
Well, he shows. He's showing you all the construction of it. It is cardboard. But then he's like jumping on the bed.
Mm.
And it's not collapsing. Now, again, it's the weight of one lighter athlete, not two. So maybe there's a point at which, you know...
So some very highly attractive in the prime of their lives, who are extremely competitive people.
Yes.
They just set this up for who's going to bust the bed first.
Oh, it becomes a challenge. These are competitors, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the other secret weapon that they're about to unload on them.
Yeah.
No air conditioning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, come on in. It's a sauna. And yes, it will smell after a couple of days. You better believe it. Mm. Olympic officials in Paris intend to nix air conditioning in this year's Olympic Village. But the athletes are reported not very pleased with the woke scheme. And why is it woke? Because it's all about sustainability and, you know, and the green deals. Oh, and it'll be the greenest games ever. So
it will. It'll be green, all right, with a smell of sweat. And
you imagine that? Wow, there's going to be some athletes that they're going to have difficulty with that kind of scenario. Now, I'm not familiar with, you know, August in Paris.
Good question.
But I think I think it can get pretty warm and pretty humid there. So this will this will not make people happy. Engineers apparently have devised a different cooling plan, which consists of pipes of running water lying under the quarters floorboards. Oh, see, so they're not even going to sleep in those cardboard beds. They're going to sleep on the floor because the floor might actually be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just like your golden retriever does. It goes down to the floor when they're hot.
Yep.
This village was designed to avoid the need for air conditioning, even in very, very high temperatures, to maintain comfortable temperatures, with more than 5,000 French citizens having perished from last summer's extreme heat wave. 5,000!
Well, they're saying in August, here's a range for you over the years, anywhere from 67 to 104. How's that for a range?
The athletes, save the planet. Kill the athletes, save the planet.
Wow. New t-shirt? Bumper sticker? What?
I don't know. Human life is second. Protect the planet at all costs.
Wow, you are sounding so liberally woke.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Scott Walker, remember him?
Yeah.
Former governor of Wisconsin, talks about students, campuses, and more on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 6:51, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, but right now he's playing a character called Johnny on the Spot.
Absolutely, the spot you want to avoid this morning south of Ocala, US 441, northbound at Southeast 80th Street. Northbound lanes are blocked due to an accident. Not sure, it's quite a backup at this point. So again, US 441, northbound lanes blocked at Southeast 80th Street on the south side of, I almost said, of Chicago.
Yeah. Wow.
Sounds like a song of Ocala.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout. Patience, my friends. Patience. Governor Scott Walker, former governor, Wisconsin. He did a great job there. And, oh, man, talk about some politics back and forth. And be interesting to see who carries the state of Wisconsin. But in the meantime, Scott Walker has been busy with the Young Americans Foundation. He's the president. And he says most students are aligned with conservative values, but the radicalization of college campuses makes it difficult for them to speak up. And he's absolutely right. We've talked about this. He said it's gone from left-wing bias to the radicalization of college campuses. And he said that this isn't just pushing their agenda. This is, if you don't agree with them, they cancel you. They're actually outright dangerous in some cases. Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that he's touching on this, and as though it's kind of breaking news, it's not. I mean, we've been following this for a long time. And, yeah, absolutely. That look, that's the really frightening thing. It's one thing if you have an agenda. It's another thing if you squelch anybody's ability to debate in any way, shape, or form. It also shows you that they know their positions are radical and difficult to defend. Otherwise, they wouldn't be telling you to shut up. Because you know when you're right, you can let people run around in circles with all kinds of baloney. And at the end of the day, you go, nope, it's this, this, and this. There you go. But they don't have that. They don't have that. Hey, how come the borders are wide open and it's Joe Biden's fault? What's their answer to that?
Well, they blame Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that that J.B. Pritzker, that slob of a governor up there in Illinois.
And
I don't care for him.
Not a bit.
At all.
Not a bit.
And, yeah, that's one of the things that he said recently. It all started with Trump.
Right.
It's like, look, there's things we can debate. There's opinions we can have. But this is an absolute fact. Trump had the borders secure. He had the wait in Mexico agreement with a Mexican president so that you couldn't come over until you had a hearing for the asylum that you were attempting to go for. He had secure borders. Now, that's a fact. Biden used executive power early in his office. I don't know if it's the first day or first week, but for sure by the first week.
Oh, yeah.
Signed off on reversing everything Trump put into place for the borders. Now, that was done on purpose, not by accident. They didn't wonder what the outcome would be. They knew what it would be because they already had NGOs working around the world to start to try to shovel people through the open borders. So it's not a mistake. So you can break things down to very simplistic things like that. But if you can't defend your side of it, like on a college campus, or if you attempt to, that you get punished for it, penalized, then people aren't going to speak up, are they? And they're just going to, you know, they're going to get away with this, not just even far left agenda, like I said, this radical thoughts, radical concepts. I mean, I could think of a time, and I'm not going to get too in-depth in it because, you know, people might know who I'm talking about. But I'll just say I watched somebody who was in education, you know, their whole life, and they were very, very radical. And I saw how they worked on this younger person, okay? Not grooming them in the way pedophiles do,
right,
but grooming them in the ways of the left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And he was a radical. And, yes, he definitely had an impact on this person's life. And I'll leave that there. But, you know, it's scary. It's insidious. And it's going on in college campuses everywhere. Look, I'm glad the former governor, Scott Walker, is talking about it more. He went on to say, our polling shows that this is happening. We just did a poll before the presidential debate. Overwhelmingly, college students are not conservative. They're not liberal. The answers were basically they come out to be moderate and much more open to conservative ideas than they get credit for. Boy, oh boy, we've got a lot to talk about, and we have to do it before our faces melt because climate scare, the hottest day ever. Ever recorded.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Except for the caveat, which I'll share with you next on 97.3 The Sky. Happy hump day, Trump Day. 651, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, but right now he's playing a character called Johnny on the Spot.
Absolutely, the spot you want to avoid this morning, south of Ocala, US 441, northbound at Southeast 80th Street. Northbound lanes are blocked due to an accident. Not sure. It's quite a backup at this point. So again, US 441, northbound lanes blocked at Southeast 80th Street on the south side of, almost said, of Chicago.
Yeah. Wow.
Sounds like a song of Ocala.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout. Patience, my friends. Patience. Governor Scott Walker, former governor, Wisconsin. He did a great job there. And, oh, man, talk about some politics back and forth. And be interesting to see who carries the state of Wisconsin. But in the meantime, Scott Walker has been busy with the Young Americans Foundation. He's the president. And he says most students are aligned with conservative values, but the radicalization of college campuses makes it difficult for them to speak up. And he's absolutely right. We've talked about this. He said it's gone from left-wing bias to the radicalization of college campuses. And he said that this isn't just pushing their agenda. This is, if you don't agree with them, they cancel you. They're actually outright dangerous in some cases. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that he's touching on this, and as though it's kind of breaking news, it's not. I mean, we've been following this for a long time. And, yeah, absolutely. That, look, that's the really frightening thing. It's one thing if you have an agenda. It's another thing if you squelch anybody's ability to debate in any way, shape, or form. It also shows you that they know their positions are radical and difficult to defend. Otherwise, they wouldn't be telling you to shut up. Because you know when you're right, you can let people run around in circles with all kinds of baloney. And at the end of the day, you go, nope, it's this, this, and this. There you go. But they don't have that. They don't have that. Hey, how come the borders are wide open and it's Joe Biden's fault? What's their answer to that?
Oh, they blame Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that that J.B. Pritzker, that slob of a governor up there in Illinois.
And
I don't care for him.
Not a bit.
At all.
Not a bit.
And, yeah, that's one of the things that he said recently. It all started with Trump.
Right.
It's like, look, there's things we can debate. There's opinions we can have. But this is an absolute fact. Trump had the border secure. He had the wait in Mexico agreement with a Mexican president so that you couldn't come over until you had a hearing for the asylum that you were attempting to go for. He had secure borders. Now, that's a fact. Biden used executive power early in his office. I don't know if it's the first day or first week, but for sure by the first week.
Oh, yeah.
Signed off on reversing everything Trump put into place for the borders. Now, that was done on purpose, not by accident. They didn't wonder what the outcome would be. They knew what it would be because they already had NGOs working around the world to start to try to shovel people through the open borders. So it's not a mistake. So you can break things down to very simplistic things like that. But if you can't defend your side of it, like on a college campus, or if you attempt to, that you get punished for it, penalized, then people aren't going to speak up, are they? And they're just going to, you know, they're going to get away with this, not just even far left agenda, like I said, this radical thoughts, radical concepts. I mean, I could think of a time, and I'm not going to get too in-depth in it because, you know, people might know who I'm talking about. But I'll just say I watched somebody who was in education, you know, their whole life, and they were very, very radical. And I saw how they worked on this younger person, okay? Not grooming them in the way pedophiles do,
right,
but grooming them in the ways of the left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And he was a radical. And, yes, he definitely had an impact on this person's life. And I'll leave that there. But, you know, it's scary. It's insidious. And it's going on in college campuses everywhere. Look, I'm glad the former governor, Scott Walker, is talking about it more. He went on to say, our polling shows that this is happening. We just did a poll before the presidential debate. Overwhelmingly, college students are not conservative. They're not liberal. The answers were basically they come out to be moderate and much more open to conservative ideas than they get credit for. Boy, oh boy, we've got a lot to talk about, and we have to do it before our faces melt because climate scare, the hottest day ever recorded.
Ever? Wow.
Except for the caveat, which I'll share with you next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.